On this beautiful Arizona morning, our final segment here in our On the House Hour, talking about everything you need to have in mind if you're doing projects on your house this year, and everything that our current state of affairs has come to bring us, a little bit of delay in availability, not only for manufacturing and products has been our focus today, but time. You know, even before this, you heard us talk constantly about the shortage of skilled labor and how desperate we are for a strong trade workforce and the opportunity that is abundant in the trade force. And you've got a lot of different places popping up around Maricopa County. It's West Mech is one trade school that's popping up. You've got East Valley Institute of Technology, EVIT, that's been around forever. You've got, I cannot remember the name of that high school, but it still has shop in it. I don't know why all high schools don't have shop in it. That's one of those just...
no-brainers.
Oh, my gosh. But it's on Indian School and, like, 19th Avenue.
McDowell?
somebody's going to say it. I'm going to slap myself in
Text
the
head. Texas. It begins with something tech.
I think a lot of people will be looking at changing careers because theirs has shifted or gone away or whatever. So I think there will be an influx, and maybe we'll pick up on some of that labor and some of that skilled labor. But just be careful if you're choosing a contractor that has just kind of jumped on the bandwagon and doesn't have the training. And even if you do have the training, it's not the same as knowing how to run a business. So that's why when we choose somebody, we always make sure they're on for 5 years. But, you know, if you...
In business locally for five years. Because you've... running a construction company, a trade company, you've got to have the skill for the trade, obviously. But the business side of it is a whole other animal that most of us don't consider when we're starting it. We just... see and get this perception that, you know, well, this guy, my boss, is making so much money and he must be walking away with wheelbarrows of cash and I could go start my own. Well, that's not reality.
Well, 85% of startups go in construction don't make it past a year. So just be careful out there.
Yeah. So in business locally, 5 years is another one of the parameters we have when looking for contractors for our Metro Tech. Thank you. A texter is the high school that still has a shop in at Metro Tech.
A 5 years.
One of the parts of our screening process when we're looking to fill out our contractor referral network. And our goal with that is that you would have an option of three tradesmen within a 20-mile radius for whatever project you're doing. So there's a lot of little gaps here and there. And as the counties expand, as the cities expand, you know, it's funny when you go into, like Casa Grande's a great example. There is a lot of people that have been in Casa Grande. You know, our farmer earlier was 90 years there farming. But the big, massive size developments, you know, when they went in about 20 years ago, well, they're brand new homes. You didn't have a lot of need. Well, now there's need, and there's not the amount of people there locally to do the work.
That is one thing we struggle with, you know, is trying to find contractors for rural areas. And I'm always heartbroken when I don't have somebody for them because they're so disappointed because we make a big promise and it's just hard to get contractors who want to go out there. But as your population increases, there'll be more. And if you know somebody who's a really good contractor or you are one, you know, just hop on our Rosie on the House website under Certified Partners and fill out Apply to Become a Partner. And we'll tell you if we've got room for you and we'll put you through the process and you will get to meet our wonderful Arizona homeowners.
Rural is really hard because it's hard enough to run a construction company in a city where you've got millions of people. Well, yes, you've got competition, but you've got millions of homeowners as well. You move into a small town where there's 5,000 people, you know, how many times does something need to break? And, you know, your business, your customer base is so much smaller. You know, to be an individual tradesman, you know, they're small companies, they're doing the work themselves, they've got a very relaxed schedule. And
hunting season.
Fishing season.
You need to be a handyman if you're going to move rural.
Yeah, you've got to be able to do multiple trades, for sure. But and you've got to be able to drive. You know, when you're in a mountain town, it's not like things are on a perfect square grid that we have in a lot of our communities on the desert flat grounds. You know, you've got to be able to drive, if you are a contractor in Payson, well, you've got to be able to drive down to Pumpkin Center, up to Pine, over to Overgard.
Strawberry,
you
know, and Happy Jack, especially Happy Jack.
These are 20, 30-mile commutes that a lot of people in the city wouldn't even think about driving that far.
I think it sounds like an ideal setup, though, to be a contractor up there and get to take that drive and see different parts of the state and, you know, just schedule a couple per day.
Well, you've got to be really good, because if you get there and you don't have all the tools and all the material you need, you can't just turn around and go, you know, to a hardware store that you 10 minutes away somewhere. You've got to, you learn real quick to travel very well prepared. So it is wrapping up our On the House hours, and we're going into our open home hour. Open to you, the Arizona homeowner. Anything you'd like to talk about your home, castle, or cabin, you can call in now and be ready to take your calls as soon as we start that 10 o'clock hour. After top of the hour news, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We also have text, which is how now three people have alerted me. It's Metro Tech is the high school that still has trade school at it here in the Phoenix area. Or you can send an email if you need to snap a picture to help explain the project you're doing. You can send that to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And we'll help you get done whatever it is you're looking to take care of on your home, castle, or cabin here at Rosie on the House. Coming up, it's our 10 o'clock hour. Open home, open for you.